Over the past week, there's been a flurry of activity on the grounds of the center, with cranes and heavy equipment turning a newly shaped, grassy, undulating swale into something visually arresting. The linear one-acre sculpture garden has become home to 16 large and imposing creations by noted Casadero artist Bruce Johnson, whose work will remain displayed there for the next 2 years, almost as long as the project was in gestation.
I was called in to talk about what a sculpture garden might be because I've been involved with a few. Then one thing led to another, and I talked my way into having the first one-man show, in part because I had a large body of work, in part because they were designing a new garden. And the idea was that if there was a large body of work that you knew you could use to punctuate a garden, you might design the garden in a way that you wouldn't if you just had no idea what was coming.
Johnson's work, which passing traffic on Highway 101 can only glimpse, should help draw visitors onto the grounds, where the sculpture garden will be open freely to the public at any time, says Anita Wigglesworth, the Wells Fargo Center's Director of Programming.
I find his work really open to a lot of people, very engaging. You want to touch it, feel it. It's so tactile. And the magnitude of the pieces in a space and setting like this, with these larger buildings around you, and the redwood pieces are pretty sensational.
The powerful, irregular forms and constructions display Johnson's signature combination of large hunks of redwood root mass and textured copper sheathing, materials he feels a special affinity for.
You can use it to cap end grain, you know, protect the wood. I also think the copper-clad boulders, as I call them, the copper-clad pieces of wood that function as boulders, take on a certain quality. I often speak about form, mass, and energy, and those very organic root wads and chunks of wood are the form, and the mass are these large boulders, and the energy is composition, often a pole or something pushing through it.
Johnson is also known for the massive scale of his creations, which often weigh many tons and must be lifted into place with huge cranes.
If I could figure out how to put the power and tactile quality that I get from these large pieces, if I could figure out how to do that small, I think I'd probably work small, but I can't. I'm not good enough. It doesn't mean it can't be done. You don't have to build big, but I do. I have to work large.
Yet he hopes his giant pieces along this new calm corridor can offer small moments of peace and restoration, especially for visitors from the adjacent New Sutter Hospital.
I think access to people from the hospital, especially for people worried about their loved ones going through stuff in a hospital, I hope it gets used as a place of respite as well.
It's possible there will be some turnover in the sculptures Johnson has on display at the center over the next 24 months, but after that, something else will take their place. Just what that may be, says Wigglesworth, won't be decided for some time yet.
We are hoping to work with an outside curator and an advisory committee that is yet to be put together. I mean, there's so many possibilities. We could have group showings, or we could have another single artist exhibit, but this really got us going, and that's the most important thing.
The new sculpture garden will have an official public opening in early June. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.